And I'm pleased to welcome my guest this afternoon, Andrea Sanders Rees and Judy Tate. And we're going to be talking about art in a moment. And tell us, what's going on at the moment in the world of art?
Well, if you live in Dorchester, including Poundbury, there's quite a lot, actually. We've got an exhibition running at the moment called Poundbury Unwrapped in Jubilee Hall, and that's running until Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. And then we've got our big event on Saturday in the Great Field, or on the Great Field, between Poundbury and Dorchester, and we are planning to have hopefully nearly 100 artists out painting, kids' activities, all creative, a kids' workshop, free Tai Chi, a rather fun wildlife challenge for those that aren't tempted to get their pencils or their paintbrushes out. What else, Andrea?
I think that just about covers it. The people in nature who are running the challenge to look for different flowers and insects and things, it's going to be fascinating. And Miles, who runs it, is very happy to answer any questions and things too. We've also got two major artists coming along to join us, Jack Dixon and Finn Campbell Notton. They're both winners of art competitions on television. Jack is a portrait artist, so he's actually going to be doing landscape, so that should be really good fun. Mm-hmm. They're both very happy to talk to people and chat about their work and what's going on.
Yes, Finn Campbell Notman actually won Sky Landscape Artist of the Year 2023, and so we're delighted. He's happy to come along with his easel and his oils and, show us all how it's done, really.
So I'll actually be doing a painting while he's there.
Well, I expect there'll be quite a few artists who would like to have a chat with him, but he's a very, very nice guy, and maybe he'll get a painting done. Who knows?
Yeah. Is he a local chap?
I think he lives about 20 miles away, so yes, Dorset. Yeah.
That's local, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
They're both local. Andrea, will you be doing any painting while you're there?
I'm not actually going to be painting, but I am going to do the People Need Nature Challenge and handing out picnic lunches as well.
Yes, we've got you can go online to order your Pepinas picnic and we'll get them delivered to the field for you, so an extra delicious temptation.
And I guess there's going to be lots of different types of art as well. It's not just people with paintbrushes, other things as well.
Oh, the last time we did this particular Art in the Park challenge was in 2023, and we had nearly 100 entries to the competition. So there's five different sets of prizes for different categories. Three lots of the prizes, which include Herring's art supply vouchers, are for the 17 and unders. We've then got the adult category, but to many people's relief, there will be both prizes for enthusiasts, i.e. those that haven't made that jump to exhibiting in galleries, and for the experienced.
That's good. So anybody can turn up and have a little go, maybe?
Anybody. We are taking registrations online, and they won't close until late on Friday. But you can register on the day. You'll find there is two very bright red gazebos sitting opposite Pip's Cafe in the middle of the Great Field. And that will be our information desk for the day.
Mm. We've also got children's activities going on, and from 12 till 2, I think it is, Judy.
Yes, there'll be kids' activities all day from centred around Pip's, but there'll also be a specific workshop, which I'm leading, so that's a bit terrifying. Me and lots of children, but anyway, it'll be fine on the day.
And what will that workshop be doing?
Oh, well, we've Lizzie Better, who's the wonderful lady that really organises all of this, she's come up with this idea that we concentrate with the kids, because some of them will be quite young, I imagine, on how to use a viewfinder. Sounds boring, but if you're interested in art, it's fascinating.
And Andrea, what sort of art do you do? Landscapes or portraits? Or?
I'm a play with a paintbrush type of artist, so I don't actually paint very much. It's more very much a hobby. I have an easel and I always have a canvas up in my lounge. I tend to do more expressionist things. I'd call them coloured panels rather than paintings and such.
Can I just say, Andrea's new to our team and I didn't know she painted, so this has been logged. We must give a mention to Poundbury Unwrapped, because some of the artists exhibiting Jubilee Hall actually painted with us at Art in the Park last time we did it. And Poundbury Unwrapped is six artists plus Martin Poundbury Club members, all with paintings inspired by Poundbury. So familiar views and more abstract views, but an interesting and well worth a visit.
And do do you both live in Poundbury? Or
I do.
Judy does. Yeah. I don't. I run in Poundbury.
Oh, you run?
She runs triathlons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I do park run there, and that's why the whole art thing and Poundbury Unwrapped is so incredibly interesting, because the Poundbury Unwrapped show, being all different artists and their impression of what Poundbury's been like, I think there's been so much mixed press about it. To actually see it through the eyes of artists after all this time is fantastic. And the community atmosphere that isn't always visible when you visit the area is very clear from the paintings and the work that Art in Poundbury do.
And what do you think? You live there. Mm-hmm. What do you make of Poundbury?
Oh, there's a question. I love it. I mean, obviously, like everywhere, it's going to have aspects that maybe aren't, you know, totally what I would look for, but I love it. The community is brilliant. We've got the wonderful space of the Great Field, which is where Art in the Park is happening, which is accessible to everybody. You know, walking distance to everything, including coming here. And certainly, I've been on Poundbury, lived in Poundbury now for 8 years, and came from a very old community in Corfe Castle, so have experienced the other end of the scale. And yeah, I love it. I think most people do.
Mm. And we've learnt that you do triathlons as well. Well, very healthy person sitting opposite me.
I did the Dorchester one last week.
Wow! Yeah, so, yes. That's amazing, and give you inspiration for your art, maybe. Yeah.
I look at my art more as taking me away from things that I do every day. So looking out of my window and using the colours and the sky, really. I mean, that's the great thing about the Great Field is the sky is huge, and it's inspirational to see the space there, but also all the people that are around, and with the cafe and people gathering in little groups, it really has that sense of community, which personally, as somebody new to the area, I find completely reassuring, actually. It's wonderful.
So you're more of an artist that will do the art when you've got the inspiration, when you suddenly get the feel for it.
When I have, when I really need to get my paintbrush out, to say it sits there all the time, and occasionally I'll go up. I've actually had the same canvas for about six different paintings now. I just keep painting over it. I have got some fresh ones.
It's a cheap way of doing it. Okay, just remind us when Art in the Park's going to be on.
So, Art in the Park is this coming Saturday, the 31st of May. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, but you can be on the field for as long or as short a period as you like. You can register now online at www.artinpoundbury.co.uk, or you can join us on the day. As I say, find the Red Gazebos near Pips. And if you don't paint or you don't sketch, you are very welcome just to come along, chat to the artists, walk around the field. We will have the Cycling Without Age charity with two trishaws on the field to take people around who may have mobility issues. So hopefully that will make the whole event more accessible to everybody. And you did ask about what materials. Anything. Sketchbook, canvas, paper, collage, textiles, whatever you like.
Mm. Well, excellent. Well, thank you both for coming in today. And let's hope it's a lovely day up there and you pack them in.
Thank you. We'll let you know.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.